Well, first of all, I've got windblown. We're having barbecue fun today for the lovely summer we've been having so far.
Yeah.
So, first of all, we made ourselves a special jelly.
Yeah.
But the jelly fell through.
What was the special jelly? What was
special
about
it? Well, it was special because we made a jelly with 1,000 caps out of a cap gun in it.
Oh, wow.
And then we were going to throw it in a campfire.
Yeah.
But we did a bit of a test.
One minute. You can't just pass up cap jelly, Alice. Then cap jelly. Well, sorry, mate, I've fighted you there since that last debacle.
Already put the freezer in the shade, hasn't it?
A jelly with 1,000 caps.
Ideal thing to put in the freezer.
Why did it fall through?
Yeah, but it fell through a bit because the cap didn't go off because it got all jellified.
Right.
We found a cuddly monkey, and we've stepped in with 2,500 caps.
And you're winning on the air.
And we've,
I'll tell you what, Charles, you're just the best. You're just the gun. You're just the king. As far as everyone else is concerned, they're out of here.
They're
in a cab. They're 86. They're toast. They've gone. They're gone. They're finished. They're dust. So, Charles, you wait there. We're going to play a few more records. I was playing at Paul Gascoigne's wedding the other night. And, because I've only got disco records with me today, Charles.
You name dropper.
Yeah, yeah. Charles, because you're so good, do you want to swear on the air?
What can I swear?
Yeah, what happens is, really build it up. And One minute. Because
listen,
for everybody else, if you hear James Brown suddenly go, ow, like that, you'll know that Charles really let rip. So, Charles, really, I'm going to turn the music off. Here we go.
Okay, I've got some people here. We'll all swear at the same time.
Go on, off you go.
Great big...
Yes, now we're so we've got Charles waiting for us, who's attempt to make a jelly, with the pun intended, I'm sure, that would explode. Has failed because he put 1,000 caps in it, and after all his love and attention, it wouldn't ignite. The whole thing was a washout. So he has transferred them. Tell us again what you've transferred them to, Charles.
Huh?
You've transferred the caps.
No, we haven't transferred them.
No,
we bought some more.
It's all brand new caps. Okay.
New caps.
Forgive me for inferring soiled cappage. All right.
No recycling.
Absolutely. The man literally comes cap in hand to us tonight and says, "Look, absolute brand new cappage." So thank you for your swearing efforts. It's much appreciated. And the official tape of this will be circulating the BBC. So what are you going to do for us again, Charles? Just underline it.
Well, we've stuffed a monkey, and I've got... It's a monkey called Gizmo, the monkey's called.
Okay, how long has it been in the society?
Five, 6 years, something.
Is it?
I'm going back to my cuddly toy hatred.
Okay.
Well, I don't really hate them, I just like...
Bring us some of your greatest hits, what you've done so far, Charles.
Well, my personal favourite was the dogs.
Yeah.
The six dogs and trolley.
Don't just say dogs,
Clint Eastwood
refers to...
The sausages,
yeah.
The whole affair. Yeah. There was the man riding the bike.
No, you're being too modest. See, when Clint Eastwood talks... Shut up a minute. When Clint Eastwood talks about Every Which Way But Loose, he calls it Which Way. Yeah, when we made Which Way. So when Charles describes a stunt where he was in a shopping trolley with a string of sausages on a fishing rod,
yeah,
with dogs pulling him along, he just calls it trolley. Yeah, and the trolley was good with dogs. That was good. Yeah. It was that much good. That's how good it was, and this man tonight is going to explode a monkey full of cats.
And he is returning, as he says, to an old thing. Because the very first time we had him on,
he got his
sisters walking, talking, squawking baby pterodactyl, allowed him to walk along the garden path for a while. Then he poured kerosene, as I believe it might
have been,
onto its unsuspecting head while it said, "Mama, mama."
Mama.
And then he set fire to the head with
an oxyacetylene torch. Took it.
He calls that the pterodactyl thing.
But you know, the great thing about a pre-recorded show, we can actually drop in moments. And here's that moment from that show a few weeks back. Here we go. No? Oh, well, apparently it would require Will to be here after 12 at night, and I'm sorry, his love, even for me and the show.
he's just sitting there looking at his watch,
let's enjoy that moment again. Here we go. Who can forget a few weeks back also when we sat the dogs? It's not even worth me trying this, is it? Well, okay, so we'll just carry on. All right, Charles, we're all ready for it.
Can I also mention that last week I remember you forlornly asked the people to do the beer hunter?
That would be 2 weeks ago now.
Okay, sorry. But we've got it all set up, so do you want me to do the beer hunter as well?
We're going to play a couple of records. The thing we've got a couple of people do. I'll tell you what we can do, if you don't mind. We'll do this with the cats, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we'll call you in like 10 minutes and we'll do beer hunter.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
All right.
Like about 10 or 20 minutes, yeah?
Okay, right. We've got a very hot barbecue here.
Yeah.
We're going to fling it onto barbecue.
The monkey onto the barbecue.
Okay, the monkey gizmo. I'm going to put... He's a long monkey, and
okay.
he's You've got a really high forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Got a very hot barbecue. It's intensely hot.
Uh-huh.
Tongue gas out the monkey also got, right?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to place it on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Three, okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Hey, it's on the barbie. It's burning. I haven't reached the caps yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. Still burning.
Yeah.
Hear that?
That'll be
the cap.
The cap's
going.
It is fantastic.
Shush.